I'm wondering if you could share one story of transformation that you've seen as a result of your ministry that gives us a face to see exactly what can happen.
I can share a story about Eliana, who was actually our inspiration for Suthisana. Eliana, I first met her in the brothels as a pretty grumpy, angry woman. She would come to our drop-in center and just kind of sit and not say much. And over time, little by little, you know, we just push her a little bit. And I remember her saying out of the blue, "Yeah, there's no other place like this place," speaking of our drop-in center. "Here, people love you." And from there, we just saw her, like, layers of protection, I feel, just kind of started peeling off. And she chose to be baptized. She was one of the first women who chose to be baptized. And I remember her baptism as being such a beautiful time where our community came together, but then she had invited friends from the streets who didn't know anything about Jesus, and sharing that time together around a little inflatable swimming pool where she was baptized. And then her life drastically changed. She shared Jesus with everybody. She started gardening in our drop-in center and putting flowers everywhere. And she would dance and turn on the music, and she became part of our staff. And she was a victim of trafficking from Argentina. And so finally, after a long time of restoration, she said, "You know, I came to this country with false papers, but with my real name. And I want everything to be legal and right. And so I need a new name." And so she chose the name Eliana, which means "My God has answered me." And Suthisana means new name, healed name, from Isaiah 62:2. And the transformation that we saw in Eliana when she was embraced by a community in a safe place, was given an opportunity for employment and growth, and how her whole life transformed. She was the one, we all said, we need something, we need to replicate whatever we've seen in Eliana's life. And so that was the impetus to, like, provide a community and opportunity for many other women like her.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Andrea. The other question I had for you is a little different take on this, but, you know, I think many of us, when we look back 20 years and see where we were and then see where we are now, are a bit surprised to see, you know, what has happened. And I'm just wondering, what has God taught you about yourself and about Him through the last couple decades in your own life?
Oh, so much. But let's see. About myself, I think we stepped off the plane in Bolivia in 2001, really naive, really passionate, idealist, young. And I think it was a hard process to kind of accept that I can't really change the world. Like, I can't really change another person. I think when we were walking so closely with women and broken people, got so mixed up into it. And if they didn't do the right thing, the right way, at the right time, you know, like, I just got so frustrated. And finally I realized the whole point is obedience. And I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to believe and work and give my all for you. And then from there, you got to respond or take the next step. I can't do that for you. So kind of realizing that my call is obedience and not all the other things that people might expect of you or whatever, or that you would hope yourself, all that is God's job. So that's one thing I've learned. And I think I've learned I've experienced God's power and God's deep faithfulness. We've hit rock bottom many times, but the Lord has sustained us, has provided, has healed. You asked earlier, like, why do we stay? Seeing, being kind of like living on the edge and seeing how God responds. I don't know that I love that. And you could do that from any place in the world. I think it's easy to get comfortable or reliant on yourself, but really deeply experiencing God's hand of faithfulness is probably one of the greatest lessons we've experienced here.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just close by just asking when I think of it, at least I like to ask people at the end, you know, there's so much in your life, and we're talking to an audience that includes friends and alumni and the students. Is there anything that we missed that you think would be particularly important to share with our listeners?
I would say, one, if you're at Asbury, soak it up. There's so much goodness and wisdom there. And for those of us, like, it's, you know, it's always a tendency at Asbury and beyond to just live in the bubble, stay in the bubble, stay comfortable. But I think our relationships with non-believers and our witness as believers in a world that's becoming more and more polarized and disenchanted with church and all kinds of things. I don't know. I say just love and accept people and kind of just extend yourself beyond to listen and learn to experiences that maybe are different from your own.